Please welcome Rosh Wright.
Actually, I just act like a nurse. That covers it all. This cheek and this cheek have been kissed by Keanu Reeves many times. What now? Proposal of marriage? So you may have read that Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder were in town a few weeks ago shooting a movie. And actually, technically, I'm under a non-disclosure agreement, but as it was written up in the paper, I mean, nothing stays secret in San Luis Obispo, right? I don't feel too bad. You can put it on the website. The real reason why they wanted a non-disclosure was because although one of the shoots was at Apple Farm, which is where, of course, the word got out, the other 3 days of shooting were up at a private boutique little winery way out in Paso, Adelaide, Chimney Rock, out that way. And they didn't want the paparazzi following me out. I mean, Keanu and Winona out there. So anyway, as I say, the first... somehow I found out that they were looking for extras. I got an email or it's on Facebook or something, and I don't usually do extra work anymore. I just feel I'm too old for it. It's long hours, it's tedious, lots of hurry up and wait, often, you know, shooting into the night, and it's really boring. And so I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I looked at the dates that they needed people, and I didn't seem to have anything much else to do at that time, and they were actually paying pretty well for extra work. And I thought, you know, this is San Luis Obispo. How bad can it be? Wherever they're shooting, it's bound to be nice. Everybody knows everybody, so I'm probably going to know some people on the set. So I showed up for the audition. And so I got called into the director, Victor Levine. You can look him up. He's done a lot of stuff. He's on IMDb, and he was very, very nice. And he was chatting to me, and he said, now, I don't know if you know, but, you know, on a movie set, it's very long hours and very tedious and boring, lots of hurry up and wait, and we might be shooting late into the night. And I said, piece of cake, been there, done that, no problem. So then he asked me to look into the camera and give my most supercilious, withering, scornful, stern look. A look I'm very good at. Just ask my gentleman caller friend down here. He knows it well. And guess what? The next day I got a text from the supervising producer and the assistant director to say that not only was I cast, but I was actually being cast as Keanu Reeves' mother. Wow. What now? Hollywood. Here I come. So actually, I was now what's called a featured extra. Above, way above all the other extras, right? The featured extras were the bride and groom, because Winona and Keanu were not the bride and groom. They were attending his brother's wedding, hence I'm the groom's mother and his mother, right? So the bride and groom were featured extra, father of the bride, the wedding officiator. My ex in the story had shown up with his new girlfriend, so they were there. And we were, you know, treated very specially because we were featured extras. So the first day of shooting was at the Apple Farm, and that's, of course, where word got out that they were in town. And that was just a few hours, just a couple of hours. But the next 3 days, the shoot was up, as I say, in the wilds of Paso. And I live in San Luis Obispo, so I had quite a long drive up there. And they were 12-hour days. All three of them were 12-hour days. The first two were sort of 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and I made the mistake of forgetting to have breakfast on the first day, and I got up there, it was over 100 degrees. We were all hanging around, and, you know, and I actually started to get a little bit faint, and one of the production assistants started bringing me Gatorade because she could see that I was getting faint. And from then on, every time she saw me, she'd bring me Gatorade, and so I was like swimming in Gatorade, which I hate. Anyway, so those two days went really well, you know, it was a lot of hanging around and what have you, but I did know some people on the set, and it was actually a lot of fun. And then came the third day, and on that day, we actually shot from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 3 o'clock in the morning, and this was the final day. And this was the day that I had my moment with Keanu. And we didn't shoot until after 2 o'clock in the morning. It was the last shot, right? And the director said, okay, folks, we have to get this done by three. If we don't get by three, but done by three, I run out of money. So we were definitely on a deadline. So he set up the scene for us, myself and my ex and his girlfriend. The three of us were at a table drinking wine. It was supposed to be like the reception dinner. And Keanu was going to come in and come up to us. So first of all, Keanu came over, shook our hands, introduced himself. He was very nice, very pleasant. And so then they said, okay, places, everybody. And the director said, rehearsal and rolling. And what that means is technically a rehearsal, but they are rolling cameras so that if any of it's any good, they can keep it, because now we're really up against a time deadline, right? So rehearsal and rolling, and I'm standing there drinking my wine, and Keanu comes up to me, kisses me on both cheeks, and says, hello, mother, you're looking particularly delightful tonight. Is that a new hairdo? What now? I have no lines. No one gave me any lines. I wasn't told I was supposed to say anything. What am I supposed to do? So being the good actor that I am, I improvise. Well, I wish I could say the same about you. Oh, he said, I see. And then he said hello to the other two, and I think my ex said something back to him as well. And then I went, I'm terribly sorry, you actually look really nice, but I'm trying to be in character in the... And he goes, yeah, I understand. And then I realized the camera is still rolling. The whole world is hearing this, right? Any thoughts of Hollywood just went in that moment, you know, this is it, I'd just done myself in for good. And the director said, keep going, we're going to do it again. So Keanu went back out, came in, kiss, kiss. Hello, mother, you're looking particularly delightful tonight. Is that a new hairdo, 20s or something? Kiss, kiss again. And I said, the prodigal son, huh? And he went, oh, the prodigal mother. And I thought, this is all so terribly clever. Anyway, then he said something to the others, and then the director goes, cut. And the other two actors and I looked at each other and said, what were we supposed to do? Do you have lines? No, I don't have lines. Were you supposed to? No. What were we supposed to? And we're like, what on earth happened? I mean, what are we supposed to? I mean, we're just really having a fit, right? And the director comes over and he goes, guys, you cannot speak. If you speak, I can't use it. And I said, but he spoke to us. What are we supposed to do? And he's like, I don't know, but you can't answer. And I said, well, is he going to speak again? I don't know, but you can't answer. And I go, all right, fine, okay. So they get us set back up again. And okay, camera rolling, action. In comes Keanu. Kiss, kiss. Hello, mother, you're looking really lovely tonight. I like that hairdo, it's 20s, isn't it? Oh, is that your first drink of the evening, by the way? I just gave him my withering look. And he said, oh, I see. And then he said something to the others, and the director said, cut, and it's a wrap. So now I'm feeling actually quite good about myself. So I went and got paid, and they'd given me a couple of outfits. The costumer had given me a really nice jacket that went really well over one of my own dresses for the wedding scene. I really liked the jacket, and I let her know that. And then they'd also give me a really nice little midnight blue cocktail-y sexy number for the Keanu Reeves scene, and I really liked that dress too. So I went to hand in the costumes, and the costumer, who happened to be English and who happened to know that I liked my outfits, said, you know what, you can keep your outfits. So that night, I drove home with $500 in my pocket, two new outfits, and kisses on both cheeks from Keanu Reeves. What now?